Thank you and good afternoon. On Sunday night, a burglary occurred at Miracle Salon in the 400 block of North Fortuna Boulevard. No one was located on scene when Fortuna police arrived. However, during a quick search of the salon, officers noticed a shoe that had been propping open the back door, where the suspects fled. It wasn't until 4 o'clock this morning when officers on patrol contacted 55-year-old Therese Smith in the 700 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. Officers noticed that Smith was wearing mismatched shoes, and one of them matched the shoe obtained from the salon. Some of the items Smith was wearing were determined to be stolen property as well. Smith was arrested and booked into jail for burglary and probation violation, and the stolen items were recovered. The Winter Holiday DUI enforcement campaign began this weekend, and the enforcement effort has already yielded some results. Over the weekend, six individuals were removed off of county roadways for driving under the influence. The Avoid the 10 DUI Task Force will still be on hand conducting additional saturation patrols, and maximum enforcement efforts will continue until January 3rd. Fortuna police arrested two people over the span of 2 days at a gas station located on Main Street. An officer was on patrol in the 800 block of Main Street Friday night when he spotted a Honda Accord parked at the gas station. The van was reported as stolen to the Rio Del Police Department, and the officer arrested 25-year-old Marcus Smith. He was then booked into county jail. Saturday night, another officer responded to that same gas station and spotted a 2000 Ford Expedition, which had been reported as stolen from the Safeway in Fortuna. The driver, 33-year-old Kerry Fuller, was taken into custody and booked into jail. 51 years ago, crew members and passengers of the Coast Guard 1363 helicopter lost their lives after crashing during the North Coast Storm of the Century. And on Tuesday, the Coast Guard will honor those individuals at a ceremony held in McKinleyville. The crash occurred after crew members saved the lives of 10 flood survivors, and 4 hours later, the pilot was trying to locate a landing spot with three rescued passengers on board. As the weather conditions worsened, power had been lost at the Arcata Airport Station, cutting off communication with the crew. After searching for 3 days, the crash site was located 9 miles north of the Arcata Airport near what is known today as Strawberry Rock. Seven individuals, including three crew members, were found deceased in the wreckage. 21-year-old Zach Haggard was booked into county jail following an incident at a bar on Main Street in Fortuna. Fortuna police received a report Thursday night that Haggard had brandished a firearm at the bar, and officers subsequently responded to the scene. Officers found Haggard heading into the restroom, and he was met by officers when he exited a short time later. Haggard was at first uncooperative, but he was detained, and officers located a .38-caliber revolver on his person. The revolver was determined to be stolen from Florida in 1994, and Haggard was booked on firearm charges as well as possession of stolen property. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. St. Bernard's High School brings home the trophy. Dan Squire has more.
The St. Bernard's High School football team was escorted from Eureka last Thursday morning by the lights and sirens of police cars and fire trucks as they headed to Orange County for the CIF 5A State Football Championship game. The Crusaders were welcomed home on Sunday night with more flashing lights and sirens and in possession of the first state title ever won by a Humboldt Del Norte League team or by a North Coast Section team. St. Bernard's defeated Saddleback Valley Christian 28-21 on Saturday night to claim the 5A state title. The Crusaders won the North Coast Section title, the regional crown, before heading south and winning that state championship.
Thank you, Dan. Today, the County Department of Health and Human Services opened wet weather testing for the evaluation of on-site wastewater treatment systems. The testing period will end on April 1st in 2016, and mandatory testing will be done in areas of Old Arcata Road, Jacoby Creek, Freshwater, as well as Fieldbrook, Hydesville, and areas around Trinidad. A Fields Landing house was severely damaged by fire Friday afternoon, and according to the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, the cause of the fire appears to be accidental. When crews reached the scene in the 1600 block of Booner and Fields Landing, they found heavy fire and smoke coming from three windows of a single-story residence. Firefighters had the blaze under control within 15 minutes, and the house was unoccupied at the time of the fire. There were no injuries reported, and damage was estimated at $50,000. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.